This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Boston has been out of business on this Friday, locked down. Transportation, city services, everything pretty much except police and fire. Millions of people were talking here. But how do you do that? And how much is it going to cost you? Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick made the call early this morning, and quickly and systematically, the lockdown was underway. Peter Boynton is the co-director of the Costas Research Institute for Homeland Security at Northeastern University in Boston. He says the fact that a lockdown of this size happened so fast and so smoothly is because of investments at the federal, state, and local levels made after the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001.
Additional and helpful equipment, staffing and personnel, and then also training and exercising.
New emergency notification systems like Alert Boston got the word out citywide, but also at the neighborhood level by email and text message. Law enforcement used social media and electronic billboards. They went through photos and videos from hundreds of surveillance cameras installed across Greater Boston. And all that costs money.
Typically, equipment of this sort in the post-9/11 era has been paid for to a large degree by federal grants.
Grants that also paid for personnel and for improving how first responders communicate. Brian Jackson is a security expert with the RAND Corporation. He marvels at the scale and the scope of this operation and the technology involved.
You can only imagine sort of the amount of tactical communication that's required to coordinate searches of this magnitude.
But when the accountants add all this up, and it won't be for a while, Jackson says the biggest line item isn't going to be equipment. It's going to be the manhunt.
The price tag for the operation itself, you know, is measured in the overtime and the, you know, the costs paid to have all of those people out and doing the searching.
Overtime, he says, that's going to cost millions. Peter Judge is a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. I asked him if he could ballpark it for me, the equipment, the training, the thousands of police officers.
It's going to be a very big number, but right now we're not worried about what the costs are.
The priority, he says, is the safety of everyone in the region. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.